Hello and welcome to Life on the Road of Lars Bourne. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur from the UK who lives in his van and is on a mission this year to become a full-time content creator, spread awareness in topics that interest me, and basically help you elevate your life to the next level. If that sounds like something you're interested in, make sure you tune into today's podcast. It's all about perfection does not exist, and I want to talk about it because I used to struggle with this. Now, these podcasts are raw, they're uncut. I try and basically speak from the heart. I don't prepare too much, and I basically just want to speak from the top of my head, from my experiences, from other people's experiences that I know personally, and hopefully help you elevate your life. So like I said earlier, today's topic is about perfectionism. Now, it doesn't exist. I think all of us strive to get the best perfect, you know, Instagram worthy life. We're all trying to get the best car, the best house, impress our friends, keep up with the Joneses, and live in this society that's just full of trying to acquire the next new shiny thing to show off. We're also trying to better ourselves as much as we possibly can to become more attractive, to attract more people, and basically overall, you know, put out on the internet and put out to the world the best version of ourselves. We're afraid of being vulnerable, we're afraid of speaking the truth, and we'd much rather put fake images of ourselves out there than speak the truth, because that's easier to do than accept what's really going on inside, the battles we face on a daily basis, the struggles, the mental breakdowns that we have. And it's really, really hard to gauge these days what's actually real and what's not real because of what's so much of the rubbish that is plastered all over social media. So the main reason I've started this podcast is to go and dive into that deeper more. You know, the personal growth I've developed in the last couple of years has been insane, and I found myself becoming a lot more at peace with myself, and the journey overall has been one hell of a ride. It's been really fun, and I've met some amazing people, and I feel like I'm literally only just getting started. So today, as I mentioned, I want to talk about perfectionism. So we literally, like I said earlier, try and perfect every single area of our lives. It's very, very easy done. And the reason we do that, the reason we perfect and try and fine tune and get that, like I said, perfect every detail, is because we're afraid, one, of judgment, two, of not being good enough, and three, sort of just is the fear there of not doing it right. And the thing is, we're not going to just be born into knowing what it is we want to do. So for instance, I'll use a good example as a driving. Driving is a really good example of this. We're not born with as a human with the ability to drive. We learn from other people that have developed the skill to drive. They teach us how to drive. And over time, we gain experience. We become more confident. We pass a test. And then we actually learn how to drive, and we develop the skill to do that. And it's like anything in life. You start a business, a new relationship. You start a new school. You want to make loads of friends. You start a YouTube channel, you start whatever it is you want to do, you start going to the gym and you expect results overnight. And the reason you're not getting there is because you have this clouded judgment about getting, you basically want instant gratification. And it's really, really hard to get out of that mindset because of the way society's put us in. We basically have Tinder, which puts dating at our fingertips. It's like having a buffet open 24/7 where we can have whatever we want, whenever we want. We've got things like 24-hour, you know, Tesco's and shops and places where we can go and get food at the drop of a hat. There's convenience like Amazon that can give you a product literally delivered to your doorstep the next day without having to, you know, even move a finger other than literally ordering online. So we've all developed these amazingly bad habits of basically wanting something now and wanting to be really good at it straight away without putting the work in. It's really, really hard to get to where you want to get to in life without putting in hard work, dedication, blood, sweat and tears, because it is a really rocky road for some people that want to get that success they're looking for in their life. And the reason I go into perfectionism is because I myself have been on this journey to try and, like I said, attain financial freedom, live my best life, travel more, own less, and be overall happier within myself, and, you know, bring positivity and spread awareness about things like bullying and just, you know, elevate people's lives. And I've always, always tried to perfect every single detail on my journey. And the reason that I've been held back so much on this journey initially was because I was trying so hard to get everything right from the get-go that I forgot to enjoy the journey. And you've got to remember this in your own life, that it's all about the journey. I know it's a very cliche thing, and people often talk about, you know, it's about the journey, it's not about the destination, but it's so true, because the destination, sadly for all of us, is exactly the same. We're all going to be 6 feet under one day, and why not enjoy the journey, enjoy the process? And as you gain momentum, as you get better at things, then you can start perfecting on the go. Stop trying to take 100 steps at once and focus on taking one at a time and getting better over time. If you're a content creator, make sure that every video you put out, you learn a new thing, a new edit, you learn a new way of perfecting that video, but don't try and put out the perfect version of it because it's never going to exist. I tried to do that. I would edit a video probably 10, 20 times before I was happy with it. Same as my Instagram post, same as my podcast. Everything that I did, I was trying to get it perfect from the get-go, and it's really going to stunt your growth because all you're doing is basically allowing that fear to consume you, to hold you back from getting better, because like I said, you will make progress over time. It's really easy to look at other people's lives, especially like I said on social media, Instagram, a photographer that's been doing photography for 10, 15 years and they've got a perfect feed, they've got the perfect life that you think they have, and then you think, well, why can't I have that? And when it doesn't go right on the first image, or you don't get it perfect the first time, you want to give up. Or you do the opposite, which is you just try and perfect every single thing you do, and it really hurts your growth, and it hurts your, you know, just, yeah, your inner happiness overall. Another great example is content creators. Again, it's kind of similar to the photography, but content creators often overthink their content based on the fact that, you know, it's not as good as so-and-so, it's not as good as the person that's been doing it for 10 years, and it's not going to be, because you're still at early stages of your journey. Don't overthink your content, just film, edit a little bit, and then get it out to the world. And then as you do that, people will give you feedback, and it's your duty to take on that feedback and learn from that and gain experience. And with time, as time goes on, time is an amazing teacher, you will get better. So stop trying to get everything perfect from the get-go. If you're going to take anything away from this podcast, if you've got that video that you want to post, blinking post it. If you've got that Instagram picture that you're proud of, post it. Don't perfect it. Don't worry about what other people are going to say, because you're going to get judgment from both sides. You're going to get positives and you're going to get negatives. It's like any area of every life. There's got to be some sort of balance. So as much as I'm a positive guy, I believe in positivity. I spread it as much as I can. Wherever I go, I try and talk to strangers, smile at people, make jokes with people out in the public. I had a joke with a lady yesterday. She was pushing a trolley around Sainsbury's with her daughter in it, and her daughter had got like blankets in the trolley, and I just said, I was like, oh, that looks cozy. She first looked at me a bit funny, and then she kind of grasped what I'd said, and she smiled back. She said, yeah, I wouldn't mind it either. And we had a little chuckle, and that's all that matters. Those kind of daily acts of kindness go such a way in the world, because as mentioned, we're all in such negative headspaces at the moment based on what's going on in the world, based on the different changes that everyone's going through. And at the end of the day, when you worry and think that everyone else has got their life figured out, I can guarantee you right now, nobody on this planet right now, other than people that are probably pensioners, have their life figured out. And all those pensioners that you that have their lives figured out, the one thing they'll tell you is to take more risks. Don't be afraid as much as you are, because it's, like I said, about the journey, not the destination. I've spent countless hours talking to people that are older because I'm fascinated by what they have to say, the life knowledge they've gained, the skills they've gained, the experience they've been through. You can learn a lot from that. So if there's ever something you want to do, I highly recommend you, if you've got grandparents, go visit them, spend as much time with them as you can. If not, friends, grandparents, or people that are slightly older that have lived a little, go and speak to them and ask them what they would do differently if they had the chance to redo their life again. And I can guarantee you, they'd probably do a few things differently. They might have a few regrets. And that's what I wanted to do in my life. Learn early on what people's regrets are so I didn't make the same mistakes. So perfectionism is one of them. Do not try and perfect everything. Please, if you do anything today, like I said, post that video, post that picture, speak to that person, ask that person out. If they reject you, it's because you're not quite there yet. Work on yourself, read books, go to the gym, make an avid effort to better yourself so that the next time when you face the same challenge you're currently facing, you've got more ammunition, you've got more knowledge, you've got more power to propel yourself forward to get better at it. And the last thing I want to leave you with is, if you're going through tough times right now, if life seems really unbearable, sorry, I'm in a car park, that's why all these noises are going on. If life seems really unbearable right now, remember this, for every setback you get, it's like pulling back on a bow and arrow. Every setback you get, it pulls back a little bit further, a little bit further, a little bit further, until eventually all those setbacks are going to propel you forward at such speed that you are going to absolutely nail whatever it is you do. So quit putting yourself down. Quit being so hard on yourself. Think positively. Plug in positivity to your ears. I don't care where you get it from. Daily motivation, morning motivation on YouTube, podcast, good music, whatever it is, read positive stuff. It's so powerful. And like I say in all my podcasts, negativity is going to cost you everything. So make sure that you're preaching, teaching, inspiring, motivating, being positive, and spreading good vibes wherever it is you go. And I can promise you right now, this one exercise, if you can smile at strangers wherever you go, will change your life. So that's the end of today's podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure you follow me on all social media. My Instagram, Lars_Born_. Same for my TikTok, and my YouTube channel is also Lars Born. Go check me out on all the socials. And I look forward to for you tuning in to the next episode. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Have a wonderful day. Keep smiling, stay awesome, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.